This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Let's ride with Touchdown Denver. Touchdown Denver. Hosted by Nick Ferguson and George Stoya.
All right, everybody, we're back from that quick break. And Nick, I want to talk to you a little bit about Nathaniel Hackett, because I think it's on everyone's mind. You know, this was a game, you and I talked about it. It was talked about, you know, throughout the week by a bunch of people. If the Broncos lose this game, is Nathaniel Hackett, you know, without a job come Monday? I don't think so, right? Like, I don't think they're going to make that move. It was a close game. You know, did they show improvement? I don't know. I think, you know, having Clint call plays probably saves him some time in terms of, you know, getting fired. But I did ask him straight up after the game, just what does he think of his future? Has he talked to George Payton? Has he talked about Greg Penner, talked to Greg Penner about his job security? And he basically said, hey, I'm focused on this team. I can't control any of that. Whatever happens, happens. Not exactly a vote of confidence, Nick, in his job, I would say. You know, a couple players were asked about his job security, which, you know, they said, you know, we like Nate and all that stuff. We're going to try and turn things around. But there wasn't a whole lot of, you know, rah-rah for Hackett, I would say. What do you think his job security looks like after a loss like this? Because I would argue they've had some bad losses this year, Nick, some really bad ones. But losing to the Raiders at home, a bad Raiders team, getting swept by Josh McDaniels this season, losing to him twice, it's just not good. And I have a bad feeling that this could be the end of Nathaniel Hackett here soon.
I mean, today's loss doesn't really cement that because we don't know. We can try to speculate, because what we're speculating is the win, right? We all figure that it's going to happen, but you're trying to speculate, when will it happen? Will it be after the Carolina game, or will it be after the end of the season? And for me, it's still one of these wait and see, George. Obviously, George Payton isn't happy with the outcome. The Walter Penner family are not happy with the outcome. When they bought this franchise, they knew that the franchise was having its issue, but they still knew the longstanding tradition of this organization, and that being there is a standard, and that standard is winning, and they're trying to get back to those winning ways. And also keep this in mind. Once again, they inherited, you know, Nathaniel Hackett. He wasn't, you know, their choice. They were not really asked their opinion, because this happened with the ownership changing after the fact. So could Nathaniel Hackett say, hey, listen, I told you this last week. We have a bunch of injuries. I don't have all the personnel that I need to. And everyone was saying that I needed to make the change. And I made the change. It was a tough change. And I took my guy, you know, Justin Allen. I kind of demoted him, even though I put him on the sideline closer to Russell to get more of the one-on-one attention. Hey, I put Clint Kubiak in. Hey, look how well that we've done. So there's a part of me that feels as though you know, Hackett is hanging on by a really, really, really thin thread, but I feel as though he's going to make it through the remaining of the season because they want to see if, in fact, there is some kind of improvement. Because here's what we're looking at, George. 24 unrestricted free agents after the end of the season. The Broncos have to evaluate them. And if they are considering moving on from Nathaniel Hackett, they are evaluating the coaching staff as well. Who would they like to retain on this coaching staff? It could be Clint Kubiak if the Broncos can go out and get a win against the Carolina Panthers. So there's a lot that's in stake here. But once again, I don't feel the Broncos are going to cut ties with Nathaniel Hackett right away.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think the question had to be asked because everybody's thinking about it. And we really haven't asked him about his job security yet. Also, Nick, I don't know if you're watching this Chiefs-Chargers game, but the Chiefs are driving down four at the Chargers 22, 37 seconds left. So good finish there. But I think that there's no benefit to firing someone midseason like that. You know, maybe, you know, two games left you do it. I don't know. But hey, look, there's still a chance for this thing to improve. I thought the offense actually looked a little better, right? They still need to score more points, but we both said it. They actually moved the ball. You know, I didn't think the game management was bad other than throwing the ball on third down on that one play. So I don't think they're going to fire him. And Nick, here's one take I'm going to have, Nick. And I was thinking about this long and hard after the game, and I tweeted it out as well. And this is not in defense of Nathaniel Hackett, because I think both can be true. I think you can say, one, that the Chiefs just scored. They're going to win. You can say this, Nick, number one, that Nathaniel Hackett has not shown yet that he can be a good head coach. So if you want to move on from him, that's fine. I get it. But here's the bigger problem, Nick. And correct me if I'm wrong. You've been around. You've played for this franchise. You've won a lot of football games with this franchise. But in recent years, Nick, there is a culture problem with the Broncos. And I think that starts inside the locker room. And I'm not saying there's certain players they need to get rid of or anything like that. But you look at the last 6 years since the 2016 season when they had their last winning record. They have played in, I believe, 51 score games. They've won 19 of those games, Nick. 19. They're 19-31 in one score games in the last six seasons. This team, this franchise right now, doesn't know how to win those games. And that, to me, you can say that's on Hackett this year. Sure, whatever. But that tells me that there's a fundamental problem with the Broncos, and it's that these guys don't know how to win. And I don't know what the solution is, Nick. I know there are some people tell me, well, like, why would you fix it? I don't get paid millions of dollars to fix the Broncos. Okay. I'm not the general manager. I'm not sitting here telling you I know how to fix it. But that to me tells me, okay, it's a problem this year, but it's been a problem for a while in Denver. And I don't know if continuing to hire and fire head coaches, you know, every couple years is the solution. I mean, even Justin Simmons said after the game, he said, you know, we've been talking a lot as veterans about the culture of this team and of this franchise. I'm in my seventh year. Nate's my fourth head coach in 7 years with the Broncos, and we still can't figure out how to win these games. And he goes, I don't know how we're going to fix it. We talk about trying to fix it. I get up here and I tell you that we're going to fix it, and we continue to fail to do so. And that, to me, Nick, tells me there's a bigger problem, and that just firing Nathaniel Hackett and trying to do this all over again is just going to fix it. I don't know, Nick. I just went on a rant. I just had to say it, but I was thinking long and hard about it. Because, look, we can sit here and break down these games every single week, Nick, and I, you know, we should, and it's good to talk about what happens in each of these games. But at the end of the day, they don't know how to win. They don't know how to win these games, and it's become a bigger issue than just, you know, blaming it all on the head coach, in my opinion.
Well, here's what happens with this, George. When you've lost so many consecutive games and so many close games, you get down on yourself. And the last thing you want to do in the game or in life is utter this phrase, right? Publicly or say it to yourself. If it wasn't for bad luck, I would have none. If you find yourself uttering those words, you've already set yourself up for failure. You've already succumbed and you've already given in before you even got to the final conclusion or that final act, as though we would see in most movies. And I feel that that's where the Broncos are right now. They don't have any faith and confidence in themselves to win close, tight games. This is the NFL. There's 32 teams. You're not going to score 40 points every game. I'm sorry. Watching the, just, all you have to do is look at the Buffalo Bills, a team that everyone thought was on a clear path to the Super Bowl. They've had a couple of stumbles themselves. It's just the fact that every man has to say, I am not going to be the reason that we lose this particular game. And even if you have to say that for four quarters, 60 minutes, constantly repeating it to yourself in order for you to believe that, then so be it. I just feel as though that is the problem. When we look at the Denver Broncos and we say, well, what is the identity of this team? Everyone is spinning their wheels trying to figure out what's the identity of the team. For me, I'm coming to this conclusion that that is the identity of the team. And what I mean is they don't think that they can win, because the moment they get out to a lead, the one thing they do that most people do who feel as though they haven't had a chance to be validated and succeed in life, they just wait for the other shoe to drop. And soon as it drops, you go, you know what? There it is. I knew it was coming. Now it's here, right? Same old, same old. We can't do anything about it. That is where the Broncos are right now, George. That is the identity of the Broncos. They don't believe that they can push the boulder over the hill and actually see it roll down the other side. They don't believe. And I know it sounds crazy to say that here's a bunch of players that get paid a significant amount of money and they don't believe. But this is what happens when you lose games consistently. It's one thing to get blown out. It's another thing to lose several consecutive games by 1 point or a touchdown. The Broncos have had four overtime games this season, George. Four. And I can only imagine what it's like being those guys in that locker room after the game, having your head coach stand up there and say the same thing over and over again. Draymond Jones said it himself. Hey, man, this losing has become a trend. I went to Ohio State, right? The Ohio State. And we've never lost like this. So it's new for him. And he's getting sick and tired of it. And if he's sick and tired of it, guess what? We've already heard from Broncos country. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. So those guys can only turn this around by changing their mentality. You want to know how they change this? Talking is not going to do it. You just have to get out there and do it. Now, I just went on a rant.
Well, I'm glad you – it sounds like you agree with me to an extent that it's just – there's a culture problem. There's a mentality issue, right? The mentality has to change. And I think some of it, Nick, is they've probably become a little bit numb to it, right? You know, some of these guys have been here. You mentioned Draymond Jones, Justin Simmons. You know, these are guys that – Cortland Sutton, right? These are guys that have been leaders on this team for a while, and they just see loss after loss. And it's almost like they see it coming. Right. And that's not to say they're out there like saying, oh, we're going to lose. But I think in the back of their heads, they're like, oh no, here we go again. And that's, you got to get that out of you. And I don't know how to do that. Again, I've never was a professional athlete, but I'm just telling you from my view, I think that that's the heart of the issue. And again, I think you can say at the same time that, you know, Nathaniel Hackett's not going to be the guy to fix it. And maybe you move on from him and you get the right guy to try and come in and instill a new mentality. And I'm also not saying, I know some people are like, well, head coach has to be a part of that. I agree. A head coach has to come in and set a mentality and instill a culture and help change it. But so do the players. And more importantly, I would say the players are number one in changing that, especially some of these guys that have been here a long time. So I don't know, Nick. I don't know what the solution is. Maybe they can figure it out this year. Maybe Russell Wilson, you know, a guy that's been to the top of the mountain, can help change that mentality moving forward. I mean, he talked today too about, hey, it's a long journey, and I'm in it for the long haul, and it's going to take some time, and it's going to be ugly at times, and it's ugly right now. But we believe we can turn this thing around. So I don't know, maybe he's the guy that can turn it around, but that's just kind of my final thoughts, Nick, is, you know, the game is, it's just to the side for me, all these losses. I'm just like, what can we think big picture here? And big picture is the mentality and the culture needs to change in Denver.
Well, big picture is, you know, that mentality and that culture starts with those guys in the locker room at the end of the day. You can fire coach after coach after coach, right? But at the end of the day, it's about the guys in that locker room having faith in one another. And let's just say for the sake of argument, I'm not saying that this is true, but let's just throw out this hypothetical. Let's just say that the guys have lost faith in Nathaniel Hackett. The one thing that they can always take solace in is one another. Because I've been there before when we've lost faith in our coach and their ability to call plays and in-game management. The one thing that we could always lean on is that we believed in one another. Even if we didn't play for the coach, we wanted to play for one another. Now, I am not suggesting that the Broncos players have lost faith in Hackett. I am not suggesting that they've decided that they don't want to play for him. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, once again, is that it's the guys in the locker room that changes this, because they're the ones that are on the field. Even if that means, George, they have to force their coaches' hands by telling the coaches, here's what we want to do. What you were doing for 11 weeks isn't working. Here's what we want to do. At least try it our way. If it doesn't work out our way, then so be it. Your way wasn't working. That is what I'm suggesting.
And thank you for coming to our TED Talk. this last segment, Nick, felt like a venting session for you and I. Worked out some demons there. Nick, that's it. That's all I've got. I don't know if you have any more final thoughts. I feel like we kind of aired it all out there, but kind of going to be a weird week with Thanksgiving, obviously, this Thursday. We hope you guys, spend some time with your families, eat a lot of turkey. I know I will be eating a lot of turkey. We will have another podcast this week, I believe, Nick. I don't know what our schedule will look like, but do you have any other final thoughts before we head out of here for the game?
Yeah. Once again, enjoy your families. Life is precious. For the first 11 weeks, we got a chance to watch the Broncos, and things have not worked out for them. And life is more than just the game itself. Up in Colorado Springs, there are a couple of individuals who lost their lives and a couple of individuals who were injured in the mass shooting. Personally, George, I'm over the mass shootings, and I give the condolences to those family members who lost someone in that shooting. But this, during the holiday season, this is the time to really be thankful for, you know, what we have, not what we want, but what we have. But the most important thing is be thankful that we have life. So that's how I end this podcast for me.
Yeah, definitely. My thoughts and prayers also with the folks up in Colorado Springs. I know, working for the Gazette, we were on top of that coverage a lot today and reading some of the stories, just a senseless tragedy. And something that, you know, around the holidays, just, I think it hits a little bit more, obviously when you're with, you know, loved ones and things. So definitely thoughts and prayers with them. But Nick, we thank everybody for listening. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to the podcast. We will be back this week with an episode at some point. Thanks again. And, you know, maybe the Broncos will figure it out this week when they head to Charlotte to play the Panthers.
Why are you saying that? You don't even believe that.
I don't believe it at all. But I will say the Panthers looked really bad today at times against the Ravens offensively. I don't know if they'll be able to score against the Broncos. So maybe you can hope for that. But Nick, let's get out of here. It's late. The Chiefs just won. Of course they won. They always win. Let's get out of here. And thanks again for everybody listening to another episode of Touchdown Denver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.